The CEO of Russia's atomic energy giant Rosatom did hold a very brief media conference here in Sochi at an expo event, that is organized by Rosatom itself. And the very much business-like atmosphere has here been kind of overshadowed by the concerns over the situation at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. And indeed, the head of Rosatom, whose company is right now in charge of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, has confirmed that the threat is very real.
We were in talks with the IAEA almost all night. We know that Rafael Grossi has held talks with European leaders and conveyed the concern. We informed the world community that the plant is at risk of a nuclear accident, and it is obvious that Kiev considers it possible to allow a nuclear incident that will forever change the course of history in Europe. Leaders of the world need to come to their senses and instruct politicians in Kiev to come back to reality, who in their plans are apparently beginning to allow the potential of nuclear incidents to further their interests.
And with this very concerning statement, well, Rosatom's chief has merely chimed into the choir of all the voices in Russia, all sorts of politicians of all calibers that have been indeed warning and calling on the US, on Europe, on Ukraine's allies, essentially, to stop Kyiv, to prevent Kyiv from shelling the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Now, this is an accusation that Kyiv itself has vehemently denied and, well, pointing the finger of blame at Russia. In turn, Moscow has been saying that it is absolute nonsense, this preposterous idea, this is what they've called it, that Russia could be shelling the territory that it now has control over. And indeed, I did visit the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant back in August, and we were shown the debris, for instance, of a Polish-made combat drone which was shot down over the plant before it had the opportunity, had the chance to deal any damage. And Russia, of course, doesn't have, the Russian military does not have Polish-made drones in its arsenal. And of course, we were also shown the scale of the devastation that was dealt to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Well, luckily, nothing critical that we observed there at the time, but indeed, some of the destruction was quite significant nonetheless. For instance, whole workshops were rendered inoperational, for instance, a cooling workshop, and so certain portions of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant had to be shut down. Now, our visit, journalists visited, coincided with the visit of none other than Rafael Grossi himself, again the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, a UN-backed watchdog, atomic energy watchdog. And so he had the chance to see everything that we journalists were shown. And since August, a small detachment of the IAEA specialists, they have been present 24/7, from what we understand, at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, monitoring the situation there and kind of underlining and backing the concerns that Russia has over the, well, potential threat that emanates from the facility. Indeed, IAEA agrees that the threat is very real, although it abstains from, appointing blame and, well, attributing blame as to who's responsible for the shellings.
Whoever is behind this, it must stop immediately. As I've said many times before, you're playing with fire.
So again, the statement by Rosatom's CEO just again stresses that the threat is very real. And, well, of course, the radioactive cloud, it will not respect any visa policies.